have the floor.
We would like to thank you, the coordinators, for your outstanding work. Israel believes that the questionnaire concerning IEDs, which was circulated to the parties to Amendment Protocol 2, and to which Israel has replied, has indeed the potential to provide practical assistance in tackling this acute security challenge. Mutual learning and international cooperation, focused on lessons learned, exchange of knowledge and expertise, as well as training aiming to adjust to the evolving threat, are essential for further progress. In our view, the international community should invest further efforts aimed at raising awareness as to the scope and characteristics of this threat and offer ways to increase the monitoring of explosive and relevant dual-use materials which could be used in the preparation of IEDs. Israel believes that states should adopt stricter national export controls and enforcement of limitations on access to these materials. We would also like to stress the importance of cooperation and information sharing on both the international and domestic levels, including between relevant national authorities and bodies in the private sector. Israel believes that the CCW is the most appropriate venue to continue promoting practical aspects related to the prevention of illicit trafficking, production and use of IEDs. We believe that the next cycle of the CCW will be a good opportunity to further promote the issue, as suggested in the Food for Thought paper submitted by the coordinators, with the hope that this issue may be further advanced in a constructive manner. The recent horrible terror attacks in Europe, Asia, and Africa demonstrate yet again how important and urgent it is for us to take action. We take this opportunity to offer our deepest condolences to all those who were affected by these horrendous terroristic attacks. Our prayers are with the victims and their families. Israel was pleased in previous years to be able to share with the other state parties to the CCW some of the Israeli experiences in the area of IEDs. In addition to the submission of our reply to the questionnaire, which we hope will be made available to all state parties, we will continue sharing relevant information subject to confidentiality regulations. Likewise, Israel welcomes the UN First Committee's resolution on countering the threat posed by improvised explosive devices in 2015, which was led by Afghanistan, Australia, and France. Many of the elements in this resolution, inter alia, those relating to information sharing, stricter domestic control, and export control, are relevant and important for the work of this forum. We hope that this resolution and the reports due to be submitted to the Secretary General will promote this issue on the political level as well. I thank you.